your love, the power of your peace, the power of your joy would so rule and reign our life. Instead of being ruled by fear and ruled by anger, ruled by thoughts of destroying and hurting, whether ourselves or someone else, God, I pray today that there's a change of rulership, that you rule and reign on your throne, and from your throne, you're dispensing the fruit of your spirit. It looks like you. It sounds like you. It walks like you. So I pray today that the power of peace would rule and reign, not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that Jesus came to give and would give it in abundant, full life. I pray now that the power of your grace would be upon this congregation, upon every family, that husbands would bless their wives and speak over them the will and the intention of God, and wives would bless their husband and speaking over them as one who is hearing from the Lord God's intention and blessing life. Lord, we choose life today. We choose to be people of life and choose to be people that are lively, that we're sowing life so we can receive life. And I declare life over this congregation, that you'll be blessed coming in and blessed going out, that all that your hand finds to do will be blessed to the Lord. Every relationship will be filled with the peace and the love of God and the kindness and the patience and the gentleness and the long-suffering that goes along with the nature of God. That your hands would be filled with doing good and refrain from evil. That out of the abundance of your heart that there would come life. That the Spirit of the Lord would wash out self.